Did I? I can put my hand, everybody out there can too. They all learned to crawl. How many of you learned to walk? Everybody learned to walk. Yeah, I did too. You just don't know how to do that. How many of you learned to talk? I know you all have learned that. There's a lot of things that we learn. And we don't have to learn how to be hungry, because that comes natural too. But we all get hungry, we thirst. We learn how to walk and talk and do all those wonderful things. You know who else had to learn how to crawl? Yeah, I think you're saying, what? God did. Yeah, Jesus, didn't he? He had learned to crawl. Can you imagine that? His mom, Mary, teach him how to crawl. And then holding his hands up and teach him how to walk. We just can't fathom that, can we? And she probably had to teach him how to talk. He learned Hebrew. And he learned Aramaic. So they had to teach him how to speak, too. Isn't that neat? The reason that's important is because Jesus has experienced every phase of life that you and I will ever experience. So one day, he was your age. And he was a little baby who was helpless and had to be held by his mommy and had to give him milk. Yeah, that was Jesus. And he grew up to be as old as you are. And he grew up to be a teenager, which you're not yet. Parents are saying thankful. And he grew up to be in his 20s. He grew up to be a 30-year-old. He went through all those experiences of life. So that means he knows what you're experiencing. So when we have problems or joys, we can go to him and talk to him. And he says, I understand. But he did more than just understand the difficulties and the struggles that you and I have. He did something about it. You know what Jesus did? He went to the cross and he died for you and me because we have a sin nature. And that sin nature demands death. That's a terrible thing. And Jesus says, I don't want you to die forever. So he says, I'll go to the cross and I'm going to take your sin and everybody else here and mine. He says, I'm going to pay it for you. So you'll never have to die forever. And then he came back to life. And he says, because I am back to life and I am living, you will too one day and be with me forever. So the next time you feel lonely or depressed or discouraged or frustrated or like a failure, remember, Jesus experienced everything that you and I have. And he knows how to come by your side and encourage you and give you the strength that you need to get through all of those experiences, okay? And then he says, in the end, you're going to be with me and you're going to be perfect and never struggle again, forever. You know how long forever is? How long's forever? Your whole life and beyond your life. Yeah. Never ends. Okay? Here you go.